If the analysts are right and cow-calf operators do begin to hold back heifers for herd expansion, that would, of course, for a while, further reduce supplies of cattle available to go into feedlots, further raising the prices feedlots would have to shell out for feeder calves. And already,
cattle feeders have had a very long run of negative returns.
And USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says even with possible cheaper feed prices this next year,
cattle feeders are going to be sort of caught in a squeeze between what the packers are going to be willing to pay and what they're going to have to pay to get those calves.
Right now, beef packers are having positive margins, but as fed cattle prices also increase,
the packers are going to have to pay up for those animals. There's going to be some benefit, obviously, from the expectation that we'll be seeing cheaper feed. But again, the problem that we've discussed over time is that how high can you push beef prices at retail? How much margin are packers prepared to lose? How much are they going to be pushing back on the cattle feeders?
So there's a lot to play out here in the next year in the cattle industry. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.